What's up with the people? It's going down. This is Things Dre Say. First thing I want to say is, the show right here, man, is dedicated to my homeboy Luck. Y'all probably don't know this man, but he is a friend of mine that I went to school with. He's a friend of somebody else that I knew as well. From St. Louis, my guy EJ, and amongst others of people that was from St. Louis that I met at Lane, you know. So shout out to the whole St. Louis city, man, Missouri all the way, man, for real. But this one dedicated to the homeboy Luck, man, from Lane, man. He, you know, passed away 6 years ago, a few days ago. Well, 6 years ago, he passed away. It happened just the anniversary of it was like maybe the 13th or the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. And today is his birthday, so I say happy birthday to you, Luck, man. I miss you. I do wish you were here, man. You was always a happy person. You always show love to me every time I see you, man. Even in the times where we chopped it or whatever, man, you was always a cool cat, man. And this one's to you. And this one's out to his family. So, we get on that. Now, we get into another note. Got a few topics that I'm talking about today, you know. And I really do want to stay on Luck for a second because, man, real live. You know, if you went to Lane College in Jackson, Tennessee, that's where I graduated from. You know, go Dragons. You know that I, you know, people knew of Luck, man, like real live. Like, he was a very fun person, you know what I'm saying? He was always happy, you know. I'm not going to say, you know, how it happened to him, you know, but he was called home. Everybody, the people that know what happened, you know what I'm saying? But just, in other words, he was called home. And, man, it's, you know, it's just crazy. Like, you know, a person can't go through something. And, man, you just don't know, man. And that's why it's always good to get these things out to people, man. Talk, man. Ain't nothing wrong with talking to somebody, man. It's the problem is people don't want to listen, man. You know, let somebody listen to you for a change. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you can't get a listening ear, man, just pour your heart out if you want to. You know, I'm just saying. Just, man, it's always good to have somebody to at least talk to. And even me, I say it like this, shit. I'm somebody you can listen to. Y'all somebody I can listen to. So, man, it's really, you know, awesome. But I do thank y'all for listening tonight. So, we want to jump into the new subjects. Pretty much about women. My thing is, I'm going to say it like this. I love women. I've always loved women. Very first day I was born. So, my thing was, I just knew I was never a cat that had get no play. I was never nobody's type, to be honest. I knew this shit right off the bat. I was never any girl's type. I'm going to tell you like this. Any girl that ever met me knew for a second that I was never their type. It was just that something about me was different from most niggas. I don't know what it was, and I can't really say or pinpoint. It just was what it was. So, my whole thing is, you know, women are a definite different creature to me. They do shit so differently from us. They do shit so crazy from us. They go to extreme measures that a nigga will never, ever go to. I'm sorry. That'll never happen. You ain't gonna hear about no nigga throwing a brick through your motherfucking window. You ain't gonna hear about no woman slashing your tires. You ain't gonna hear about no nigga slashing your tires or no damn, I'm a fight chick. No, fam. It ain't even that serious. I don't even get that why motherfucking people fight over people. Like, man, I ain't finna fight nobody over you. Fuck. Man, you better go on with that bullshit. There's too many people out in this world for you out here to be wrestling with a motherfucker on the ground saying, that's my man, that's my man, that's my bitch, man, get the fuck out of here. These bitches for everybody. It's the women that you need to be protecting. Make sure they good. Make sure they all right. You know what I'm saying? And the little girls that we do raise, man. So, you know, we got to make sure we stay on it. But women are the key to most of our problems anyways. Not in a bad way. More in a good way. They are able to help us and console us and make us feel whole when they want to. You know, y'all don't do it all the time, so let's be clear, okay? I ain't just trying to big y'all up, but I ain't trying to put y'all down. Y'all the shit. I know it. I love it. Every woman I ever have in my life is the best woman that ever made me happy. Even the one I got. She makes me happy, and she makes me feel good the way I want to, and I like that. But that's here nor there. Because that ain't your motherfucking business. But in life, man, I tell you like this one, really. You got to question everything. Now, not in a sense where you say you should question everything. You can't question things that's certain. Like, you know, you can't. Like, the reason why you wake up, that's God. That's, like, God give you that. You know, that's. You can, you know, why would he not wake me up? That's something you could probably question. But, like, you know, how you think, you know, how you read stuff, what happens in front of you. You know, question everything that you see. Not what you, you know, believe and all that. But question anything you believe as well. Because you want to find the answer your way somewhere. I mean, like, I always like to know the questions behind the weirdest things. You know, for instance, I always wanted to know what it was like to see the deep, dark secrets of this motherfucker, what we call US of A. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's really under this grunt? What's really under these, you know, all these pipes, oceans and all this shit that we live on the ground, gravel and grass and trees and shit. What's under here? Fuck what's on top. What's under here, man? There's something under here. And we don't know about it. I don't know about it, but I want to know about it. You know. And that's just me. I question shit like that. I ask the questions that you don't want to really ask. You know, like, why are they really building this damn wall? Is it that they want to keep people out? Or is it that they want to keep your ass in? Because that's what they're doing. They might as well say that. But I don't know. I mean, this whole government shutdown thing is affecting people. And I'm not saying it ain't, you know, it's affecting some people. But at the same time, it's like, man, what are we doing here? We're not worried about the bigger issue of, you know, making sure we have health care for people, making sure we got, you know, poverty in motherfucking US of A, like in the poor ass neighborhoods where they should be helping. We helping other motherfuckers, other countries, and yet we the ones shut down. That shit, first off. That shit, first off, I just had to stop this. Because I can't believe the shit that I did see. And I know some of y'all probably have saw this with Donald Trump. Because this is why I got to question everything. With Donald Trump serving the Clemson Tigers championship football team, McDonald's, Wendy's, and Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell, I think. Pretty much niggas are serving fast food in the motherfucking White House. What the fuck? My nigga, if I was black, fam, and I looked at that shit, I'm just figuring out, like, what are the black players think of that shit? I know me, I'd have been. Now, let me say this. If he'd have brought out Popeyes, nigga would have been a little offended. I ain't gonna lie. I'm sorry. And then if he would have said, well, this chicken is for the black, you know, some of you guys like there, I know you like the Popeyes. Hey, go ahead. No, I mean, now, I'm just like, man, I don't really mess with dude. I ain't got no problem with him. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, shit. Man, he the president, but I ain't worried about that nigga. Do what you want, man, okay? I don't even say the nigga name. I don't care to. I don't need to. You know what I'm saying? But this is just why I have to question everything, man. It's just crazy. He always hits you with the wha-bam every motherfucking time. So, that's why I always just wonder, like, man, what does this motherfucker have up his sleeve next? I really want to know. That's why I question everything. I really want to know, what the fuck do this nigga got up his sleeve, man? He on some shit. This nigga out here running the government like Suge Knight, Death Row, and 93, nigga. Talking about, look, hey, all of you politicians, you all want to be in the Republican Party? We're going to let you know right now. You can come join the Republican Party. We're going to make sure that, you know, us Republicans are not going to be like Democrats where we're all in the videos, all on the records, dancing. Come to Republicans. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? My nigga, what are you doing? Like, you just don't give a fuck. And it shows. He don't give a fuck. That's why I don't give a fuck. But I do give a fuck to an extent, man, because, you know, this dude is, like, on some crazy shit, man. And I really don't know. So, another thing. I guess, speaking of negative things. So, Andre 3000 said that Future got the most negatively inspirational music ever. Now, this is coming from a little album movie or whatever, like a pre-movie of the album that he got coming out called Future Hendrix is supposed to be dropping the 18th, which is in right now. Y'all probably catching this episode, so right now for me it would have been at midnight, which would be 8 minutes away. My thing was this, you know, I'm like, hey, that was crazy. He said that because it was like, man, you kind of right, you know. But it's a movie pretty much of Future's upbringing of how, you know, he became, you know, as big as he is and shit. So far, you know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a Future fan. Fucking love Future. To be real, like, nigga, The first true song that I heard of his that let me know I wanted to, you know, like, I really like listening to him had to been Itching. Now, I listened to him long beforehand when I was like 15, 16, when he was with J Money and Scooter and himself, you know, Black Amigo Gang. They, you know, because they all from that neighborhood. So I listened to him then. I didn't know who he was at first, you know. And he had a hell of a verse on there. Like, because he was, you know. That's why. And then when I heard he had the song with Jeezy, you know, Bring That Rory Out, that's when I liked him too. But Itching was where I was like, man, I like this dude. I really like this dude, and I really fuck with him. Now, I ain't gonna lie. At first, I didn't like him when he was on that Tony Montana shit. Tony Montana, I'm not saying it was a bad record. It's just, it wasn't my thing, you know. But at the same time, afterwards, my nigga, I became a fan. I've been a fan, you know, and I am still a fan. Like, you know, Future is a real live cold nigga. He might not have the best lyrics, but that nigga got great fucking music. He can make some music. That nigga's a real live musician. I can give him that. He know how to put the right people together to make a good song for him to pop. And that's what it is. That you know, you when you get that pop, you can get real live off that, man. That's just the thing. He's a rock star, if anything, like real live. That's why he calls himself Future Hendrix. He builds up off the spirit of Jimi Hendrix, not in the way of where he plays the guitar. It's just how he's bringing it, the Purple Haze type of feel, you know, Voodoo Child type of thing, you know. But he calls it, you know, he says he's Wizard, Super Future, Fire Marshal Future, Future Hendrix, you know, the kid, you know. So, man, Future just been a great, great, great person to have in my personal playlist. Most definitely. You know, and I can't wait for his album to drop. I'm going to listen to every song back and forth. And I'm going to know all the words because that's what the fuck I do with most people I like, you know. And if you, and I'm going to say it like this. I'm an eclectic person. I ain't the one that just listen to one fucking genre. I listen to other shit. Like, I listen to shit like Coldplay, you know. I listen to, what's the chick, Yuna, her, SZA, I listen to Brent Fires, I listen to Kendrick, I listen to J. Cole, I listen to Drake, I listen to YG400, I listen to DJ Quick, I listen to Ice Cube, I listen to Eazy-E, I listen to Dr. Dre, I listen to Snoop Dogg, I listen to Bob Marley, I listen to Green Day, I listen to Blink 182, I listen to motherfucking damn near everything you could possibly think of. I listen to some shit called Tame Impala. If you ever get the chance to listen to this song, he has a good ass song. And I'll shout this one out even if he's not paying me. But this is just the realest fucking song ever. It is called Tame Impala. That is Tame, T-A-M-E, like the car, Chevy Impala, Tame Impala, T-A-M-E. And the song is called The Less I Know, The Better. I like it because of the simple fact that it has a feel of that good live music feel, and it's a real good feel good type of beat, you know what I mean, or production. That's what I like a lot of the time. Now, speaking of other shit, what the fuck is a predate? I just read this article, right? Talking about 2019 is where men are starting to ask women on predates. Now, this is what it is, as I've read, for what a predate is. So, a predate is pretty much where a guy meets a girl or whatever. And when they meet up, instead of them going out to dinner, they come, he comes to the, she comes to the house, or he comes to her house, vice versa, whatever. They, you know, kind of feel you out to a point, or trying to fuck, as you can plain make it to be. They pretty much just bring it to full circle to say, okay, like, men will fuck a woman to see if he can be able to take her out to dinner, you know, or out on a date. Now, I'm going to say it like this. I don't know no niggas doing that. If you just fucking a girl before you take her out, you know what I'm saying, just to find out if you're going to take her out or not. I mean, to be honest, shit, I don't take nobody out because I fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, if I'm hungry, maybe you might be hungry. I don't know. Shit, like, you don't get dick and food. That's just not, you know, that's not how it is. That, you know, we don't do that around here. But my whole thing is, I don't know. He predate that just is a weird ass thing. I've never heard of it. This sounds like some white people shit, but to probably be honest with you, it might be probably what we do. Okay, let me think of this. If I had to say this predate, okay, this is like, fellas, you ever remember when that time you had a chick come over to your crib? You just met her, but she was cool because you knew she was going to come over to the crib. And you fucked the first night, and you think in your head after you smash, like, maybe, shit, let me see if I could take her out to see what it's like. Now, if that's some predating shit, then I guess men have done this shit. But I don't think it's in a sense that how the article made it out to be. Like, niggas just out here real live predating. And I mean, to a point, if you do, and I remember this tweet on the article he was talking about, like, the predate is, I can't believe men would do such a thing like this, you know, to that degree. And they said, where I don't see why we have to, I don't see why we have to woo them so they can be able to screen their time and money with us. Like, well, I mean, bitch, you do that to us, y'all screen y'all time. I'm gonna say it like this. To be honest, you know, if you real live don't, you don't have, women don't have to give you no motherfucking play. Really, women do not have to say a goddamn thing to you. They will walk square past your ass while you talking to them and literally not say no words. Or they could just real live respond and be cordial and say, no, I'm good. Or they might snap off on your ass and say, get the fuck out of my face, nigga. Or shit, they might give you some play. Shit, what's the worst that could happen other than no? Probably no, bitch ass nigga, get the fuck away from me. Maybe, but I mean, shit, I don't know. Women will choose when to give you some play and when not to get some play. They mostly hold the control in the situation, which some of these dumbass women out here don't understand. You do hold the control. You just don't know how to use it. That's the problem. It ain't the fact that you don't know about men. It's just you don't know how to control them. It's easy. It's not that hard. But y'all just want to make it hard for yourselves. Now, this is not to say y'all know what y'all doing or whatever, you know. I'm just saying. It really does take a minute for a woman to really understand how a man feels or how, you know, or what he feels like or what it is with him. That's just all. And honestly, you know, that's just the gist of it, to be real with y'all. I mean, not every, I'm not saying every woman doesn't know about men. I mean, to a point, yeah, there's some women out here that know plenty about motherfucking men. I mean, but at the same time, it's not hard. It's not, you know, it's not like it's a motherfucking 400-page book on us, nigga. Like, oh, this is not, no, it's not that. It's probably like 4 or 5 pages long, maybe 10. Nigga, that's about the most. We don't want shit. We don't ask for a lot of shit. We do for ourselves. That's what we do. We rather do for ourselves. You know, most men. That's what I'll say. So, that predate shit. And to bring it back, not to jump way too off subject, you know, she goes on to say that she was, you know, the victim of a predate situation. Basically, dude didn't like her ass, so he was like, all right, you gotta bounce. I ain't gonna take you out now. And I mean, shit, don't you wanna actually know a person first before you do, you know, kick it with them, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how the fuck you act when you out. I'm not saying, like, nigga, I don't know how you act, you know. I'm not saying I'm not going to take you out. It's just, if I do shit, how do I know, bitch, you ain't get on the motherfucker, just start throwing, just start tearing up shit? Or how do I know that you just, you know, a real cool, smooth, quiet motherfucker? I don't know that. Just like you don't know me from a can of motherfucking paint. But if you still pursue whatever I feel, whatever I'm trying to pursue with you, you know what I'm saying? You follow along with what I pursue for you, you know, to try to see what where it goes for y'all. Y'all just see where it, y'all just go with the flow, you know. Well, shit, I'm here. Whatever. Y'all, like, that's just my thing. But, you know, I mean, that's just how I feel about that. And the pre-date shit is just, you know, to be honest with you, let's be clear, it's silly. I don't see why the fuck is niggas out here doing pre-dates. I mean, of course, you want to get to know a woman, get to know a woman the regular way. Just meet her, talk to her. That's all the fuck you got to do. Talk to her. Nigga, if you talk, she don't fucking talk back. She might not say something you like, but she'll talk back. Shit. It's worth it. So, you know. I remember that shit, you know, talking, man. Talking to girls, like, when I was younger, like, you know, back then, at the time, it was before all my iPhone, cell phone experiences that I have now. Nigga, beforehand, nigga, I had a house phone. I was on the house phone macking bitches. That was my thing. That was the thing I loved the most. I would talk on the phone. I would try to talk to women when I was younger. I always tried to talk to women. When I was 14, 15. Man, I tried to talk to every goddamn woman. That was pretty. Now, don't get that twisted. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that. You know, I tried my luck. I was a motherfucker where I believed in my ain't no such woman out of my league, because the interaction between man and a woman, that's God. You can't change that. I don't give a fuck how fine you are. If I'm able to give you a good conversation that may lead to something where, you know, we interact more, then how can you really say, you know, you out of this league, mean out of that? I believe, now I'm going to say it like this, I don't believe no fucking league of how you look is a thing, but probably what you got, you know, you got, if you sitting on 40 acres and a million in the bank, shit, then, oh yeah, I'm out your league like a motherfucker. Hell yeah. But at the same time, bitch, you think you look like Beyonce, but you work at Burger King. I mean, bitch, you work at Burger King. Like, I don't give a fuck how pretty you are, bitch. Give me some fries. Whatever. That was just, you know, that's how it was when I was thinking young, you know. But at the same time, you know, I still think somewhat like that, because it's like, you know, being pretty and broke is just not a good combination. I don't give a fuck how fine you are. If you broke, you broke. You just a pretty broke motherfucker. That's all. I ain't got nothing against nobody. I ain't saying this to nobody singling anything, singling out or whatever. It's just like, I don't care what you say. If you're pretty and you broke, you broke. And just pretty. That's all. You just pretty and broke. You ain't pretty and getting, no. You broke them up. So, my thing was, yeah, man, besides that, you know, I would love to talk on the phone. I love to actually be on the house phone till it got hot to the motherfucker. On the real, like, even when it was hot, I'm still got that bitch on my face. I don't even care. I'm just like, fuck it. Hey, you know what? We just gonna do this. Keep talking about plenty of shit. Just like, man, what you like to do? What you like to do? What you like to watch? What you like to watch? What you like to see? What you like to eat? What's your favorite color? All kind of dumbass shit. I personally, That was the thing. And I learned most of my game from women. I'm going to tell you this right now. Any nigga that's cold at getting broads got game from a woman. Any nigga that's cold at getting women got game from a woman. Because what do you think most women going to tell you? All they want you to do is just listen and talk. That's it. It ain't nothing else. It don't take much. But it does take a lot to understand them. I'll tell you that. But that doesn't take a lot to talk to them. To find out. I mean, hell, you just got to find out. That's all. But it's hard to understand them. Like, man, whew, I don't understand them sometimes. I understand shit they do, shit they say, you know. Sometimes I just don't. And that's just me. I'm not bashing or anything. I'm just stating my opinion of how this is what it is. I mean, I don't give a shit how you feel. If you feel some type of way, you know, you don't have to listen. But I do thank you for listening anyway. So, man, I'm going to say it like this. So, a family member decides to ask me if I do cocaine. I was like, my nigga, what the fuck? What are you talking about? What the fuck made you ask me that question? Wait a minute. First off, I'm going to let y'all know this, y'all. If y'all don't know who I am or never met me, I am 5'10", 300 pounds. All me. My nigga, I'm going to say it like this. What in the fucking, where, what kind of blow am I doing that's got me still fat? Like, I thought when you was on that shit, you supposed to get skinnier. I don't do the shit. I'm going to say it like this. I don't do blow. I don't do that shit. I think it's weird as fuck. Get your weirdo ass out of here with that bullshit. You know, now don't get me wrong. Crazy shit is, I done been offered coke a few times. But the times that I was offered that shit, I felt like if I sniff this shit right now, I'm probably going down the same fucked up road these motherfuckers going down right now. So I'm not going to do that. Nah. And another reason, man, I'm scared of that shit. I'll never do that shit because I feel like if I do, I'll die, fam. Oh, hell no. I'm an asthmatic kid. Fuck no, nigga, I ain't doing it. No, I swear I feel like I'd die instantly. I don't want to do that shit. No, that's not for me. You know, I don't condone that type of weirdo shit because that's not some shit for me. You know, first off, I thought, you know, niggas with coke have money. You know what I'm saying? If you sniffing coke, nigga, you got $1 million in the bank somewhere. If you out here sniffing powder. Like, what the fuck just run? I mean, I don't get that. Motherfuckers out here tooting powder still if you broke. Man, stop. I don't get it. You know. There's some white people that be doing this shit. I was like, man, that shit crazy. You know. I'm going to say it like this. I remember the times that I got offered that shit. Okay, so one time this happened to me. I was with a family member of mine, a relative, and we were over by this other house, right? So we chilling, and this is around New Year's or whatever. Man, it was just out of nowhere. We just smoking, we chilling, drinking, regular like we supposed to, and it was just a good time. We was watching TV, the news was on, we was waiting for the ball to drop. It's these two girls, they lesbians or whatever, sitting in. That's who we were smoking with. Now, one of them's a stud, and the crazy shit was, this was what happened. So we get to passing the blunt or whatever. We sit down, you know, because we was coming upstairs, passing the blunt around still, drinking between me and him. We was drinking some Hennessy. Then we was just chilling. It just got quiet for no reason, right? while we was watching TV. And then next thing out of nowhere, motherfucker say, shit, y'all want to do some blow? Me and my cousin both looked at each other and said, hell the fuck no, we good. I ain't doing that shit. You don't know what's fucked up? I actually got offered coke from a passenger when I was doing Lyft. My nigga, he was so drunk, he didn't know what the fuck he was saying or doing. My nigga, it was crazy. And this was like at 4 in the morning. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, I'm riding, dropping this motherfucker off from downtown or whatever. I don't know where I dropped this nigga off at. This white boy, about my age or whatever. And he was just like, man, you know, shit, man, bro, you want to do a bump with me? This is when I was, like, pulled up to his house and everything. Like, he's like, bro, you want to do a bump with me? I'm like, nah, I'm good, fam. You can go ahead with your, do your thing, whatever. Fuck on. And then, what's another one? Damn. I think it was another one that I was, oh, yeah. When I was down in Tennessee, this is just one cat. He was a neighbor of mine, man. He just asked me if I do it or if I know somebody that do it. I was like, man, no, I don't do that shit. He said, man, if you want some blow, I was like, nah, I'm good. He thought he tried to hit me with the okie duck. I was like, nah, I'm good, fam. I don't need that. You take that weirdo ass shit on somewhere. That shit whack as a motherfucker. You out here tooting powder, stop that shit. Please stop that shit. Don't do that shit. If you want to keep doing it, do it. I don't give a fuck, but don't do that shit around me. Don't let me know you do that shit. I don't care. Like, I ain't judging because I ain't perfect my motherfucking self, but just, man, you know, go on with that shit over there, somewhere else. Please. You know. But to bring it to a positive light, man, I just kept making it, you know, about all kinds of things. So, I don't know. Right now, I bring this third episode to a close. And I'm trying to get on a good, better schedule of when I put these out, you know. I'm going to try to do some about 2 times a week. That's really what I really want to do. So I want to have y'all with the nice type of content that I can be able to get. I do have an interview coming up that I want to do. Well, that I am going to do. And, of course, y'all going to be the first to know about it. You know, but if I get maybe 100 views on Facebook or maybe 50 likes on Facebook, you know, if I share this, then I'll let y'all know who's going to be on my episode, you know, a few days prior to it. You know, get y'all the early spoiler alert or whatever y'all want to call it. I don't know. But, of course, I want to make sure that y'all definitely get to know me a little better. And I get to know y'all a little better, you know. I do thank y'all, though, for listening and, you know, hearing me out. So, one thing I just want to say is, how am I funny? Tommy, you know, you're funny. You know, the way you tell the story. No, I don't get it. How am I funny? What, I amuse you? Like, I'm a clown? I don't get it. How am I funny? How the fuck am I funny? Tommy, get the fuck out of here, man. I almost had him. That line from one of my favorite movies, Goodfellas, with Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta and Robert De Niro, man. Real good movie that I used to love hearing from. Of course, it's just a scene from where Tommy and Henry are, you know, shooting the shit. So if you know that movie or haven't seen it, go see it, whatever. But I want to say this, man. That has been my time. Please follow me on Facebook at Dre H. Gentry. Follow me on Instagram at Dre YG. Twitter, Dre YG as well. And also Snapchat, Fed Daddy the Don. And on YouTube, Yates Andretti. Man, this has been a good one. I do thank y'all for listening again. I appreciate the people that wanted to listen. And I appreciate you wanting to make this experience go the best way possible. Well, we're going to keep continuing on this journey. I thank you. And again, rest in peace, luck. I'm out.